We're now joined on stage by Auto Club Speedway President Dave Allen, Chris Buescher, driver of the number 17 Ford Mustang for RFK Racing, and Fred Burrow, the CEO of Paula Casino Resort. And you know, we're really excited today to make an announcement that the second race of the 2023 NASCAR Cup Series regular season will be the Paula Casino 400. So it's exciting news. And as part of this partnership here, they will sponsor Chris Buescher's number 17 RFK Ford Mustang with Paula Casino colors. So it's going to be really exciting. So we'll start off talking about the partnership. Dave, how excited are you to have the final race on the 2 mile oval with Paula Casino on board?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. It's good to see everybody and to be here in Valley of the Sun here at Phoenix Raceway. So, you know, Fred and his team have been tremendous, and Paula Casino is obviously an iconic brand in Southern California. So to have a regional partner like that is so committed to the sport and willing to put their assets and their efforts behind not only what we do at the racetrack, but our industry and the sport and the race team as well is really cool. So the fact that we've signed this deal way ahead of time of the race and we're able to activate and market the plans that they have and the team have put together are tremendous, along with what we're going to be doing to promote the final race on the 2 mile track is really looking really cool. So we're glad to have them, and thank you for being partners with us. I look forward to growing the relationship long term.
Fred, how excited are you to now be part of NASCAR on this level, sponsoring such an historic race?
So it's been quite a process to go through, because you know, growing up, you watch racing and you watch NASCAR and you watch all the other sports. I raced motocross and I raced go karts, and here I am at 66, and we started this 2 years ago, and never did I dream I'd be here. But as the CEO of a casino and a CMO also on the marketing side, you look for things that can enhance your business, and you can't only just always sell it. And we look for the halo. And with NASCAR, we started about 2 years ago, two different teams that we sponsored. We started very small to learn NASCAR and learn the business and learn the DNA of the backside and the track side. And it was funny. After those two races that we sponsored, we bought both cars, and we put them outside in Porte Cochere, where people valet park, and there was constantly crowds out by the cars when they get dropped off, taking pictures and photo ops. So I'm looking at it. I said, you know what? This might be a little bit even more beneficial. Let's move a car inside in the middle of the casino floor. And we did that. And we had velvet ropes around it. And before long, they were in the way, and people wanted more photo ops. We said, take the velvet ropes down. Get the security out and let them touch it. And that's when it hit me. These people, I didn't realize how many people had an affinity for NASCAR and for racing. So we did some more work, and then here we are today. We went to Fontana and went to Auto Club, and it was a beautiful, beautiful show. And it's not only racing, it's entertainment. And we're in entertainment business, and I'll talk about the correlation of racing and slot machines and NASCAR in a minute. But when we decided to sponsor a track and work with NASCAR as a partner, and then we got hooked up with RFK, and all of a sudden we're a medium-sized enterprise and we're in the big show, a national show. But NASCAR as a partner is more than a partner that sells collateral and advertising and decals. This is a business of people that understand other businesses, and the marketing prowess that you guys have and the way you take people like us that are new to the sport and help us develop and try to avoid a lot of the pitfalls and some of the mistakes has been great for us. And you know, Fontana, we believe an Auto Club is just the start for us. We think that we're going to continue to go slow, and we're going to learn, you know, how to avoid some of the more costly things. But again, when I look at NASCAR, what was just 10 years ago, and I follow it, and I look at your progress as NASCAR, and we look at your followers. You have more than 5 million followers on Facebook, and you have followers in every single state, and you're big in digital, and you're getting into in cameras, in cars, and that really is about engagement with customers. And what I told you a few minutes ago, on the floor, people wanted to touch that car and they want to feel it. And when I was in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago, and you had customers and guests and fans right up with drivers, and it was so engaging for those people. And that's what ignites word of mouth. And we get, with our deal with Auto Club, we get 200 tickets, and I can tell you we're probably going to need 400 more, because that's the kind of support that we're feeling from our customer base. So we look forward to it, especially with this guy right here. He's going to do great things. You think you can win that race?
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a little added pressure, right? So we're going to be driving with Paul on board as well as the entitlement sponsor for that race. So going to be a fun one. I love Fontana. I love that racetrack. I love the options it gives us as a driver from behind the wheel to be able to go down there and clip the edge of the grass in 3 and 4 or put it right up against the fence. So I know after last week everybody likes to be right up against the fence. So I think it's going to be a really fun race. Really looking forward to it. Glad everything came together. Really excited. Car looks fantastic as well, and it's just our job to go put it in a victory lane now.
I'm not with the press, but I do have a question for you. So you go from 2 miles down to a half a mile, right? So what are your expectations when you go back there? Because we expect to be there for many years.
So now I have none right now, right? there's a big unknown, and I think that if you ask most everybody, we're big short track racing fans. It's where we all grew up racing, and it's been something that have had some of the greatest moments in our sports, short track racing. On the other side of that, I do love the 2 mile racetrack there. And I love the age of it. I like the fact that, like I said, you can move around so much because of the wear of the surface. But when we go back, it'll be completely starting over, right? So it'll be a lot of fun to learn and figure out how the new place is going to work, how it's going to work with the new car. I don't think that we're really going to have anything that's really going to compare to it from what I've seen so far. We'll just have to figure it out with everybody else as we get there and get going.
Okay, we've got a time for a couple questions here. We'll start with Joe, and then we'll go to Zach.
Chris, Joseph Igo, Cronkite News. With the short track coming to Auto Club, do you think that the Chastain move could work there?
I don't even know what the racetrack's going to look like yet, but I hope not. I guess, it's definitely something that's being talked about a lot right now, and hats off to them for making it work. But I do hope that that's not something that we're talking about every time we go to a short track.
Zach Sternhill with NASCAR.com. For the guys from the casino here, why was it a decision to get involved with this raceway and get involved with the sport?
Good question. It's a halo effect. You know, there's adrenaline, and I'll make the correlation for you. There's so many similarities, and you think about horse racing, the adrenaline of everybody has seen a horse race, and you bet a horse. The gate breaks, the bell goes off, the horses go, and your horse is in the race, and your body's pumping adrenaline. They come around the far turn, your body's pumping adrenaline. You watch the Kentucky Derby as they come down the final stretch, and it's about the endorphins and the adrenaline. That's a single event. Okay, now, slot machine, same thing. Put your dollar in, you pull the handle back, and the reel starts spinning. It's a single event, just like that. And it's first reel stops, and slot machines are designed that way. First reel stops, you got bar. Second reel stops, you got bar. Third reel, tick, 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 and the endorphins and the adrenaline are pumping, and then, boom, either bar or not, and it's a near miss, and then you go again. NASCAR, it's the same thing, except it's a single event, but it's 3 hours of that event, right? And it's like endorphins and adrenaline on steroids. And if you're in my business, and when I saw the affinity for NASCAR and racing on the part of our fans, at first, when I presented it to my board, it was like, well, that's a lot of money. And I just thought it might have been a half a second. I said, that's a lot of value. When you team up with folks like Chris and NASCAR, who really want to help you be successful every day. NASCAR has been calling me every single day. What else do you need? Well, you know what? When you look at your TV spot one more time, we might want to tweak this. And we can help you with media if you want to buy media. So it's not just sponsoring a driver or sponsoring a track so we can just tell our players we like NASCAR. We're in body, heart, and soul. And these guys are in as well. They're phenomenal partners. And that's probably after I met NASCAR folks and I met Chris and all the folks over at Auto Club. It was really a lot more value than if I took a billboard or 20 billboards. When you think about the dollar correlation, there's so much more here, and we think it's going to be very, very successful.
We'll wrap it up over here with Justin.
Justin Schuler, kicking the tires. Dave, I have a question for you about the track going from the 2 mile to the half mile. Obviously, you guys have a lot of local clubs racing there with the autocross track and the kart club and the RC track even and all that stuff, that's probably been one of your strongest suits compared to some of the other tracks because you have so much going on from other local series. With it going to the half mile and selling some of the property, what are your short-term goals, long-term goals to maybe kind of revitalize and kind of regenerate some more local racing with that half mile track?
Well, thanks for the question. And yeah, we've been a pretty busy facility traditionally, you know, with better than 280 days a year of activity with what we've been set up as today. You know, it's no secret we have a great partner in Hillwood, which is our land development company. This fly keeps dive bombing us here. You know, they've made great progress, and the larger land development around us is proceeding well and on track. You know, as we look and continue to design the short track and come up with timeframes, you know, that'll kind of come to the surface as to what we can do. But I will say, you know, we want to remain stewards of motorsport in general in the Southern California region. And the reason we're doing this is to preserve motorsports and at a high level with NASCAR for a long time to come. And, you know, we think that this potential change is something that I think will do that, and it'll provide racing unlike we've ever seen. So we're going to make sure we do it right. That's why it's taken us some time for design and to continue to talk to people you know, massage it to get it to a point where it's the most state-of-the-art short track that the country's ever seen. And, you know, we're in a market, number one market NASCAR goes to, number two DMA overall in the country, and it's important that we get it right. And that we have a facility that everybody can be proud of, not only from Southern California, but people from outside our ranks as well. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Well, I can tell you one thing we got right was bringing Paula Cassino on board. Your energy is infectious, Fred. We really appreciate that. And we look forward to the final historic two-mile race at Fontana and Auto Club Speedway next year. Chris, good luck in that, and good luck today. And we will see you later. Take care now. Thanks.